Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Professor of Political Science Fred Locken joins us. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Marlene Lockhart, Cecilia Colley, and James Smack. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
I'm Joe Heck, and I approve this message.
What would happen to you if you spent 174 days away from work? You'd be fired, but not Catherine Cortez Masto. As Attorney General, Cortez Masto spent 174 days away from work on special interest and taxpayer-funded trips to places like Switzerland, Argentina, and Hawaii with lobbyists and corporate donors. Catherine Cortez Masto, she just isn't working.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to be joined by Fred Locken. He's professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College, and we're taping this prior to the second presidential debate, so we'll discuss that on the show in the next couple of shows, but not on this one. What is the thing that is striking you the most at this moment in time as we tape this program?
In terms of the fall presidential race?
You pick it,
you
anything.
You pick it. Well, everything's going on. In the presidential race, I think that we're starting to sort of see the beginnings of what will be more of a certainty to the outcome. It has been in the ethers. It has been very confusing. I think a lot of voters have been very confused by the process. But the first debate seemed to bring a level of clarity, and I think possibly a recognition amongst some of the voters that there is a difference, and they were able to make their decision between Trump and Hillary Clinton. That had not been going on. We've been up and down and over and out, and it's just, for any of us that follow politics in every cycle, this has been just such a baffling cycle. But I think we're starting to see the clarity of it. And I think that the clarity at this point in time is favoring Clinton and not favoring Trump. And so if that's the trend that's establishing, that's what I'm going to be looking for in the last weeks going into the November 8th election.
Okay, and you're on dangerous territory because, as I said, we're taping this right before the second debate. Mm-hmm. So if Trump has an astonishing second debate, we're sitting here going, whoops. But Trump is not a stupid man. And he's finally got a team around him that knows what they're doing. And they are deftly handling a lot of the situations, and including the vice presidential debate, where Mike Pence certainly came out in the media view, and I think to a lot of the public view, as the person who won that debate, and mainly by not being argumentative, which I thought was really interesting.
Well, we were being so bombarded by the negative advertising, especially in the swing states. And it's kind of funny. I think Nevadans must think it's like this everywhere, but it's not. There are many states that have not really, if it's already decided in that state, and in the vast majority it is, you're not seeing these presidential ads and all of these negative ads. But I have a colleague in Colorado, and we were comparing the special hell of having to deal with the back-to-back-to-back negative advertising from special interest groups in the campaigns. So there's a battle fatigue in the battleground states. But that aside, I do agree with you. But the notion here is that the Democratic Party has been an organized event this year. The Republicans are still stratified. This has always been an uphill battle for Donald Trump. Not having a ground game has not made it any easier. So, I mean, the notion, as we talk about a path to victory, has always been more daunting for Donald Trump. His performance aside, I don't know of anyone that have ever changed their mind because of the performance of the vice presidential candidates. I agree with you entirely, and I know a number of Democrats that were highly disappointed, had expected a different level of performance from their vice presidential candidate. But the format may change, but you have Hillary Clinton with a vast amount of experience with every format, and you could certainly see a better performance by Trump, but I don't know that you'll necessarily see any dramatic breakaway in a different direction. So I honestly think the election is now trending, and if I'm wrong, it won't be the first time.
For all of us. Yeah. Seth Richardson wrote an interesting article about Donald Trump's visit to Reno. Where he interviewed somebody who said, you know, it's the economy, stupid, and that was one of the reasons why people were, you know, so in favor of Trump. And, you know, for a lot of Americans, the economy has not recovered. I think there is a large portion of the population that has recovered, but I think that there is still a large portion that hasn't. Are they angry enough to come out and vote on Election Day? That's the big question. But it's the economy. It's always the economy.
It is, and you know, no one is really talking about it yet because I don't know that we can be very clear about it. But you know, we had an abysmal voter turnout in 2014 for that off-cycle election. We have a real depression, if you will, about the quality of both candidates in this election, and so the motivators for coming to the polls, you know, the enthusiasm gap that Hillary Clinton has suffered, but for Donald Trump, it's attracting a type of voter that has historically not been a voter in America. So are they registered? Do they follow through? Those uncertainties aside, I've always anticipated we will probably see fewer than we would normally see. We don't do well as a democracy, but we're not going to do very well for voter turnout this time. That will hurt Trump.
Despite the people watching the debates?
Oh, I think that's...
That's a big commitment of time. I mean, voting might take you 15, 20 minutes. You know, watching three debates, presidential debates, at an hour and a half each, that's commitment.
But it tapers off very quickly. I mean, you know, the vast majority, if there was, in fact, I've never seen ratings that confirmed the 100 million, but, you know.
No, they said Nielsen came out with 84 million.
84 million. It drops off precipitously because someone says something that's frustrating, or you get bored to tears, or you don't know what they're talking about, and you feel overwhelmed. And so we've always known in a 90-minute presidential debate that you have far fewer watching it at the end than you had at the start, which is why front-loading performance is very important for both candidates. But all of that being said, yeah, I really don't think that we have an energized voting base. And although there are those who are deeply concerned about the economy, I don't honestly sense that either candidate has offered up an economic solution that's going to help them. And I think that they have to be realistic about that. In fact, the objective analysis has said neither one of them, their economic plans don't work, and they actually add to the deficit. So they both have problems to deal with on the economic front.
To say the least. We'll be back with more with Fred after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
I spent many years as a nuclear missile launch officer. If the president gave the order we had to launch the missiles, that would be it. I prayed that call would never come. Self-control may be all that keeps these missiles from firing.
I would bomb the shit out of them.
I want to be unpredictable.
I love war.
The thought of Donald Trump with nuclear weapons scares me to death. It should scare everyone.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
I'm Joe Heck, and I approve this message.
What would happen to you if you spent 174 days away from work? You'd be fired, but not Catherine Cortez Masto. As Attorney General, Cortez Masto spent 174 days away from work on special interest and taxpayer-funded trips to places like Switzerland, Argentina, and Hawaii with lobbyists and corporate donors. Catherine Cortez Masto, she just isn't working.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs. Cold beer, great food, and new TVs. Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Fred Locken. He's professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. So the Heck-Masto race, a lot tighter than I thought it would have been. And interesting that Masto held statewide office as attorney general in a most prominent position with many crises that came while she was on her watch. Joe Heck, known a little bit in Southern Nevada from his time in the legislature as a state senator, and known well in CD3, but that's entirely in Southern Nevada, and yet it's neck and neck.
I know. Well, we first have to acknowledge that poll taking in Nevada is a more smoke and mirrors, I think, than accuracy. This is an extremely difficult state to do that sort of thing and have any level of confidence. But if we are truly a swing state, then it is truly close. And we've seen as recently as the 2010 election that it was portrayed as neck and neck right up to Election Day. And then Senator Reid won very comfortably at a 6.5% rate. So the polls aside, both actually have very well-financed, very well-organized campaigns, and I think each has been able to cancel out some of the advantages of the other in the process. I'm more curious if we've actually reached a tipping point in Nevada this year with the worst barrage of negative ads I've ever seen that have never started so early, that if that will become in and of itself a voting factor for a change. And they're going to keep doing it until it doesn't work. So I always pray that somewhere we're going to say, this is not the way to win an election. I want to know the positive aspects. I want to know what they're going to do. And we have so little of that because it's just overwhelmingly, they're both bad people, according to
all right,
to
but you know what, though? It's interesting you raise that point because we all complain about the negativity of the advertising. We all talk about, can we talk about real issues? But the reality is that in the Reno market, maybe 20 years ago, the change in who was the number one leader in television news was changed by a skinned dog story and graphic video that went along with that had people in horror, but at the same time, the ratings for the station climbed through the roof. We still go along that path of if it bleeds, it leads. If you can put something, that ugly on the air, that people are going to be drawn to it like they're drawn to be a looky-loo at an accident. So I don't see that going away. I think that you just end up with more and more niche audiences for people who are interested in policy, who are interested in the gossip, who are interested in whatever. You just have more and more of those groups. But overall, if a building blows up, everybody's going to be turning to that channel to watch the building blowing up.
And I always have hope in a democracy that will recognize it, that there is some tipping point where enough is enough. When I talk to my students, the negative advertising is one of the factors immediately cited as to why they won't even register to vote. They are basically ashamed of a political process that somehow says that's a credible way to campaign. And I don't blame the candidates in a way because the tried and true formula tells you it works. You have to, the issues, you always have to respond. You always have to counter. It's a counterpunch process. But it is at a level I have not seen in the state. And I know most people just frankly don't like it at all.
Okay, but the thing that's funny about this, and I've mentioned this on the show many times, it's saving the broadcasting industry, is that, there are all these groups that have formed since Citizens United that are putting tons and tons of money in without having any clue how to tell the people that they are hiring to run these campaigns what they would really like to see, running them like businesses. So you have all this advertising. You know, if you give an agency $1 million and say, okay, we want to fund this campaign, we want to spend this on advertising for this cause, they are going to spend that money. And they're going to do it in the way that they know. And the business people do not look at it in the same way that, you know, somebody who really understands advertising does, which is why in this cycle, Sheldon Adelson has supposedly spent about $40 million as against the $100 million he spent 4 years ago, because I think he realized he didn't get anything for his money.
Well, and I sometimes wonder about Bloomberg, who has apparently put somewhere between $3 and $5 million of his own into the background check issue just for the state of Nevada. I mean, we're in rarefied air here, and I agree, you know, that clearly there are those who are profiting from it in the state of Nevada. But in the process, it's not the voters who are profiting from this. They are not getting the information they need. They're not getting the clarity of a race. And I know it's too principled.
But do they ever? I mean, you know, isn't that the difference between elections and governing? Is that in elections you say whatever the heck you want, and then you actually see the result of the election in the way that somebody governs, and then you make a decision 2 years or 4 years or 6 years down the road as to whether that person lived up to the commitments.
I just wonder if we're heading for a moment where we'll be having steel cage events for, you know, it's becoming more like professional all-star
wrestling.
Aren't those
called presidential debates right now?
Well, there you go. They sure are. But, I cry for my democracy then. It's just, this is not what was intended, I don't think. It's not of value to voters. And, you know, we already have one of the worst voter turnouts of any country on the planet for a democracy. This does not aid and abet. Again, going to back my students, I mean, most of them refuse to even think about registering to vote. And they cite a long litany of issues with the quality of candidates and with the negativity of elections for not doing so.
It all changes when people can pay 99 cents and vote at the end of a presidential debate. The Ultimate Game Show. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
This fall, Nevada will send a new voice to the United States Senate. And for me, the choice is clear. Joe Heck. Joe served as an ER doctor, small business owner, SWAT team physician, and an Army Brigadier General. The kind of leader we can trust to fight for good-paying jobs and our Nevada way of life. Joe understands Nevada and has dedicated his life to service. For U.S. Senate, I'm voting for Joe Heck.
The U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Get the cash you need when you need it. Cash to pay the unexpected when you least expect it. Title Max, cash is what you get. Visit TitleMax.com. Go on, find out how much you can get, whether it's $1, $5, or $10,000. At Title Max, all credit accepted, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, a vehicle. 2, a title. 3, an ID. Title Max, it's easy, and you'll say,
I got my title back with Title Max.
I got my title back with Title Max.
Northern Nevada and Northern California's number one area rug cleaning facility is now Evergreen Carpet Care. Our four-step process begins with thoroughly removing all dirt, dust, and lint. Then your rug is expertly and delicately cleaned in our rug washing pool. After the cleaning process, we rinse your rug in our special centrifuge. Then your rug is hung to dry. Evergreen Carpet Care makes it easy with free pickup and delivery of your area rugs.
For expert rug cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Marlene Lockhart is along with me here, along with Cecilia Colling, who is chair of the Washoe Dems, and James Smack, former Nevada Republican National Committeeman. Welcome to you both. So much to talk about with this presidential race, and it just...
There's a presidential race going on?
You know, we're taping this prior to the second debate, so I want to lay that out there. And at the moment that we're taping this, the big discussion is on Donald Trump's tax return from 1995 and taking almost $1 billion worth of losses and utilizing that as part of a tax plan. His tax plan, you know, to pay reduced taxes in other years. This is something that goes on all the time in small businesses and large businesses, which is where you have losses. I'm looking at you from your career as a banker.
Sure.
That this is not something that's unusual.
No, not really at all.
But to the average person, it's like, what?
Yeah, I mean, to the average person looking at it, what, the $916 million loss or whatever it was, it seems like an outrageous amount of money. But when you look at somebody that does things on the scale of a Donald Trump, to be honest with you, to take a loss like that, it just means he's swinging big. He's swinging big, and sometimes when you swing big, you're going to miss. And if you miss, you're going to end up with a loss. Yes, that seems like a large loss, and it seems like something that can certainly be capitalized on in the short term. I think in the long term, it's really not going to make that much difference as long as it doesn't compound. If it compounds and suddenly other returns start showing up and it starts showing that he's taking these kind of losses every year, I could see where those questions might arise. But we're looking at one tax return from 1995, and we're only looking at a small portion of it, from my understanding.
Three pages.
And if I'm not mistaken, it was a state return. It's not even a federal return. So there's an awful lot of context that needs to be set there. And there is some onus on the Trump campaign that they need to provide some of that context and not let all the talking points come from Clinton.
Okay, so hang on one second, Melanie. Okay. Let me have one more question here. So, Cecilia, the last thing that we ever need in a political campaign is context, correct?
Context?
What we want is issues and hammer away at them rather than providing the context.
Well, I think the context in this is that he makes lots of pronouncements about he understands the process. He's given lots of contributions to candidates, including Hillary Clinton, and that, you know, he's played a part in developing these tax laws that have been so advantageous to him.
Now, hang on. This particular law goes back 100 years. According to CBS News this morning.
Well, it could be, but I'm still saying that he says he knows the tax system better than anyone else, and he knows how to play it. And go ahead.
Well, along those lines, Cecilia, he does know how to play it. And in fact, one source familiar with Donald Trump's business activities says that this guy lives on credit, and that's the way he operates. And it's interesting, over the weekend, all of his spokespeople went out and called him a genius, and that his investors and that he had this fiduciary responsibility to do all this. Those folks, the investors, lost money. This was a personal return. They lose money. He takes personal advantage. And so for potentially up to 20 years, he doesn't fund the military. He doesn't fund airports. He doesn't fund the roads that he drives on.
Okay, that's kind of a little bit of a misnomer, though.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, maybe Donald Trump is not personally funding those things, but his corporations are still paying the 35% corporate tax. So those taxes are still going to those things.
How do we know?
Well,
you're
right. We're not asking for the tax returns of every single corporation that Donald Trump is involved in. The only thing that has been requested, and that's been requested by the Clinton campaign, and something that historically has been released,
but not required to be released, is his personal tax returns for the last 10 years. Why doesn't he open the books to let us know how he uses the tax system? And his own tax plan doesn't help middle America. It helps people like him even further gain the tax system.
But the only reason why it's even an issue is because he's put himself out there in the public. This is nothing different than any other rich individual is utilizing with the tax system. That's the problem with the tax system, is that there are so many advantages that can be taken.
And his tax proposal would further benefiting the rich that already gain the system.
But the rich who also create the jobs. Mm-hmm. They create the jobs in this country.
And
not
let's
the ones
talk
that,
about the jobs that Donald Trump has created when he hires architects and contractors and then doesn't like their work and doesn't pay them after they...
But you know something funny completed. About this, Marlene? And I'm not going to name any names, but there are other businesses in Nevada who over the years I have seen in working with subcontractors and contractors who are told at a certain point, if you want all your money, or if you want to accept half of the money we owe you, we can write you a check right away. But if you want the full amount, then you're going to have to wait 6 months. And a lot of the smaller contractors cannot handle that, and they take half the money. And there are all kinds of reasons why the work is not up to standard or whatever. And in a lot of cases, there are contractors in this state that will not take jobs with certain companies because this is a normal practice.
So your point is, does that make it right?
No, yeah. But I'm just saying that that is...
Come on, Sam.
Donald Trump has the same right...
That is an awful business practice.
Donald Trump has the same right to hold a contractor to a quality of work that I have when somebody's putting a roof on my house.
Okay. Well, and unfortunately, we're out of time. And Cecilia, you're welcome back very soon. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Spectrum is redefining what a cable company can be with the very best in TV, internet, and voice service. With Spectrum, there's no limit to what you can do. Superior HD picture and sound makes it easy to get lost in your favorite shows. And with the Spectrum TV app, you can watch live TV on your mobile devices anywhere in your home. Watch TV anytime for just $29.99 a month. Call 844-882-2999. Spectrum turns your internet on full blast with speeds at 60 megabits per second with no data caps and a free modem. Just $29.99 a month. And Spectrum Voice gives you reliable, unlimited nationwide calling, plus unlimited calling to Canada, Puerto Rico, and more. Just $29.99 a month with no added taxes or fees like the phone company charges. The most HD, the fastest internet, and unlimited calling. Just $29.99 a month each. All with no contracts. Get the power of Spectrum TV, internet, and voice service. Call 844-882-2999.
It's Thanksgiving in October at Home Solutions at Ace. Come in and get your new dining set at a reduced price. Save anywhere from 10 to 50% now through October 31st. Get this American-made Simmons sofa and loveseat. Now just $5.99 for the whole set. And we're extending our buy one, get one free recliner sale from Best Furniture. Home Solutions at Ace also has a complete mattress department with in-stock economical Pro Comfort mattress queen sets starting at just $299. Only at Home Solutions at Ace, the hardware store with an entire furniture center.
I needed them when my car broke down.
I needed them on a Saturday.
When I needed to keep the lights on.
When he broke his arm.
When my pipe broke.
For just 3 days.
Check City. Short-term loans, installment and title loans, check cashing and gold buying.
I just needed them for a couple of weeks.
I needed them at night.
To avoid bouncing a check.
Check City. When you need cash.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.